Just one halakha. The question was asked in halakha. If a fellow was eating, for example, he had a se'uda, and he's going to make birkat hamazon, but before he makes birkat hamazon, he has in mind that after birkat hamazon, he wants to continue eating a little more and drinking what he was drinking already during the se'uda. Let's say they needed him for a zimun, for example. So he answered zimun, he said birkat hamazon, but he knew from the beginning that he's going to continue eating. Does such a kavana allow him to make the birkat hamazon and then continue eating without a beracha rishona? Or do we say, listen, once you made the beracha harona, it's finished. And if that's true, do we say the same thing by, for example, a borin fashot or a birkat me'ain shalosh? So Hakam David, in his halakha b'ulah chelek tet, on page resh nun zayin, he quote: "Im achar shesiyem achilato birech birkat hamazon." He made birkat hamazon. Lahar miken rotzei lamshich leechol leshtot. He wants to continue eating and drinking. Afilu im ba leechol leshtot dvarim sheachalu shatak yotzei ben betoch ha-se'uda. Even if he wants to eat the same things that he was eating before the birkat hamazon, ve'afilu hayta da'ato beferush קודם שיברך ברכת המזון להמשיך אכילתו או שתייתו לאחר מכן. אם לא יהיה בפירוש כוונה, צריך לחזור ולברך ברכה ראשונה וברכה אחרונה. So that's the rule. Once you make ברכת המזון, it's finished. And therefore, whatever you can eat after that, you got to make new ברכה ראשונה, as well as a ברכה אחרונה, מפני שברכת המזון נחשבת להסיח הדעת וסילוק גמור. Similarly, אם אכלו שהדברים שמברך עליהם ברכת מעין שלוש ובורא נפשות. Right? He said, he had cake. He made על המחיה. And in his mind he said, I make the על המחיה, but you know what? I'm probably going to continue eating more cake after that. Doesn't matter. Once he makes the ברכה האחרונה, ורוצה להמשיך לאכול או לשתות מהם, לאחר שמברך מעין שלוש ובורא נפשות, צריך לעזור וברך קודם שיוכל.
Because even Merkat Ma'in Shalosh and the Fashot is considered a Siluk and a Seyah HaDa'at.